Hey, this is Matt Rosenberg, and you're listening to The Night Nerd.
Bienvenue à la nuit podcast Nerd Mon Nom est Lance. It's Wednesday, and we're going to talk some comic books. We're celebrating Bastille Day. That's why we had the cool little French intro. Worked hard on that. I'm from Texas, like West Texas, so normally have a real howdy y'all accent, so French is not the easiest language for us to pull off, but I enjoy it. Bastille Day, prisons, all that good stuff. We've looked at some really cool prisons, really cool prison movies and everything, and today's no different. We're going to be looking at prisons in comics. Now, as I was putting together this list, you can go to Wikipedia and look at lists of correctional facilities in comics. And there's some for CrossGen, Dark Horse, Image, Marvel, Wildstorm. But DC has more than like all of them put together, which I thought was interesting. And Marvel Comics, with the exception of like the Big House and the Cube, they're all real places. You know, Rikers Island, Alcatraz, Alamogordo, things like that. So I thought it'd be, you know, we would look at prisons in DC Comics and the varying, I guess, degrees of efficiency and how well they do and everything. I think the first two we're going to kind of look at are Blackgate and Iron Heights. Blackgate is mostly in Batman, and Iron Heights is usually in Flash. And both of these are places where your sane criminals go. We'll look at Arkham in a minute, obviously, but you know, both high risk and low risk. Just anybody who's sane. You look at Blackgate, that's where Batman puts people like Penguin, Catman, KG Beast, the henchman, and stuff like that. Calendar Man, you know, I think it's interesting with, you know, he's had Bane, which Bane's been in Arkham and in Blackgate, as we've seen in Tom King's current run. It's interesting that, you know, most people think of Gotham, they think of Arkham and everything, but Blackgate is actually, there's a lot of stuff that goes down on there, and it pops up a lot in the animated series. You know, it was in a few episodes of Brave and Bold, it was in Beware the Batman, and it shows up a lot in Gotham, the current one, and in The Dark Knight Rises. So it's something that, you know, they acknowledge it in the comics. I think just Arkham is so prolific, but, you know, if you listen to our DC Animated Adventures show, especially Volume 1, we talk a lot about how Gotham has a bunch of thugs and mob bosses and things, and, you know, that they have to go somewhere too, and I don't think you'd put Rupert Thorne in the same prison you're going to put the Joker in, because they are just, I mean, the Joker has been, He went to Blackgate when he was on death row for a little bit, but then he went back to Arkham. You know, you need to discern the threat levels and the sanity levels and everything, so that way, you know, they're not too much of a risk. And I feel like Blackgate does a better job of keeping their door closed, but we'll get to that in a little bit. And then Iron Heights, on the flip side, is a place that a lot of people go to, and it's superpowered, non-superpowered. You see in the Rogues and a recent story of Josh Williamson's run of the Flash, you know, they had kind of set up an underground lair beneath Iron Heights and weren't trying to take over the prison. We're just running all their schemes and everything out of it. And so that was really neat. But you have, this is a place that Flash can go to talk to all of his people, because it's kind of understood, I guess, that all of the Flash, most of the Flash's enemies are sane. They're just bad guys. And so he can go in there and talk to, like I said, the Rogues, all those. They put God in there, Godspeed, all of those people. And even in Williamson's run, he's also had the Flash work. You know, he gets demoted out of CCPD and has to go work in Iron Heights. And we see it in the Arrowverse a lot. You know, Arrow, before the Flash was even around, Arrow talks about it, you know, as a prison for some people. And then when Flash comes around, we see it, you know, pop up where he goes to visit his dad a lot. And they put, you know, the villains that the CCPD capture, not the ones that go in the tunnel, they go into Iron Heights. So, you know, it's a really big prison. Then another big prison that they have is Bel-Rev. And Bel-Rev is interesting because they'll put anybody there. And that is the home of the Suicide Squad. That's where they take, you know, the metahumans that are there. Because supposedly it's specially designed for metahumans, even though they put people like Harley Quinn and Deadshot, that, you know, people you could argue that are not really, I mean, Captain Boomerang, not metahumans, but they put them in there, and then they get recruited into Task Force X, or otherwise known as, yeah, Suicide Squad, by Amanda Waller and stuff. And so it's not so much a prison as it is like a recruitment center. And I think that's really interesting. Smallville did a whole thing about it, and they used it a lot during their series. Young Justice used it, Justice League used it, Injustice 2, a lot of the animated movies, including obviously Suicide Squad. So it's, I think it's worth noting that it's a prison to the outside, but to the inside, you know, it's not. And that's why a lot of villains, when they get captured, they don't want to go to Bel-Rev. They'd rather go to Arkham or Iron Heights or Blackgate or one of those places, because they know, you know, they could end up there and have their head exploded or something, and that's never really fun. Another one that we have to talk about is the Asylum, Arkham Asylum. And this is probably the most well-known prison, asylum, whatever you want to call it, in comic books. I mean, there's a whole Arkham series of video games that are phenomenal. It's popped up in every iteration of Batman, I feel like. And even had some really great comics devoted to it. You know, if you, Arkham Asylum, a serious house on a serious earth, and Arkham Asylum Living Hell are both really solid reads. Black Orchid was really interesting. It didn't focus a lot on Arkham, but enough that it's worth mentioning. And, you know, Arkham is just a rotating place for criminals. Gotham, the TV series, did some cool stuff with it. And, you know, its design and everything is just insane. Which, it's only been around since 1974 in the comics. So when you think about it, that's, what, 45 years, give or take? And it's part of the Batman mythos. You know, as when you think Batman, you think Arkham. And all the designs, the very, like, Lovecraftian look of it all is really cool. And then you look at the people that it's, you know, that have spun out of there, that have worked there, whether it's like Jeremiah Arkham, Harlan Quinzel, Jonathan Crane, Hugo Strange, the way that it affects not only the inmates, but the people that work there. It is a crazy, crazy place, I guess. I mean, no pun intended, but it's definitely, you know, the most iconic, and I couldn't talk about it. You know, couldn't talk about prisons without mentioning Arkham. We mentioned the video games the other day and everything, but I mean, when you show up in the Lego games, even as levels and things, you know, something's pretty crazy. But I think the biggest and most important prison in all of DC, you know, I know most people will go Arkham, but the Phantom Zone. The Phantom Zone is where Superman, you know, sends, well, where Kryptonians send their evildoers and stuff. It's been around since 61. It's been around a long time. It really rose to prominence, I feel like, with the Superman 2 movie, because you had Zod and everybody trapped in there. Bendis is using it already in his first issue of Superman. And there's a really interesting moral debate you can have when you talk about the Phantom Zone, you know, because you're sending them to this other place that in some depictions it is a hell. In other depictions, it's this crazy science doesn't matter place and people suffer. I really enjoyed the For Tomorrow run where like half the people on Earth got transported into the Phantom Zone. And it's one of those places that you can just do a whole lot with and use it, you know, whenever you need. And it's been used so many times, even in not for the Man Who Has Everything, but Whatever Happened to the Man of Tomorrow, you know, there's a really good story there in the way he uses the Phantom Zone. You see the Phantom Zone pop up even as far back as Super Friends. And it's, like I said, just a really big recurring thing in the Superman mythos. But I feel like there's not that connection, you know, whereas Batman is instantly associated with Arkham. Yes, Superman is associated with the Phantom Zone, but not to the extent, you know. I feel like there's a lot more that can be done, and it just needs somebody to come in and do something really cool with it. And maybe Bendis is that person. They did some stuff, you know, in the Superman and Batman Generations and in All-Star Superman. But when I think prisons, when I think the worst possible place you can be in the DC universe, it's got to be the Phantom Zone. And the fact that they can just throw people in there and they can't get out, you know, there's not really appeals or anything that we've seen. It's not like people go in there and interview them like you see in most prison systems. And I think that's crazy and terrifying all at the same time. But let me know, what do you think is the craziest prison in DC? Or do you think, you know, the Phantom Zone gets too much credit? You can let us know in the comments here below on SoundCloud or on social media. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We're everywhere. Just look for The Night Nerd. We'd love to talk to you. When I say we, it's everybody. You want to talk to everybody, hit that subscribe button. That's going to get you blah, blah, comics, blah, blah, curse words, and DC Animated Adventures, and Family Sounds, all for free. So make sure you check those out. And we do have some other shows coming here in the next few months that we're really excited about and think you're going to enjoy. If you want to talk to me directly, though, you can email me, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. I enjoy talking to everybody. Enjoy hearing what you have to say and what you think about stuff. Even when you think I'm wrong, you know. Usually people back it up with sound theories. It's not all just, oh, you're wrong because the internet. But, yeah, always good talks. But that's going to be it for us today. Again, thank you all so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on.